Welcome to the second podcast of the Wildlife Trust in South and West Wales. Today we are on West Williamston Nature Reserve in Pembrokeshire, and we're with a group of very enthusiastic, somewhat damp volunteers who will be managing the blackthorn on the reserve for the improvement of the habitat for the black brown hair streak butterfly. We're with Nathan Walton, who's the Wildlife Trust officer for this nature reserve, and let's go and see what they're up to.
Welcome to West Williamston Nature Reserve. Today we're going to be coppicing blackthorn. Some of you have already been here before and done this last year. This is our fifth year of doing it, and we have a 5-year rotational coppice on each 100 metre segment that we do on the reserve. You'll see in the foreshore where we've done it before. But yeah, the main reason for coppicing, of course, is to encourage young growth of blackthorn for the brown hair streak butterfly, which this reserve has the largest population of in Wales.
Look like, in case I see one.
Very dark. Well, you won't see one today.
Yeah.
Quite dark. The male and the females are different. The females are quite brightly coloured. They've got orange round spots on their wings. Spot, I should say. Quite a large spot. And a jagged sort of underwing. Whereas the males are a lot darker and far more elusive. Really. The males spend most of their time up in the canopy, whereas the females will come down from the canopy to lay the eggs. So the egg, it's the females that you'll probably see, highly likely see, more than the males.
But not today.
But not today, no. Right, it's pretty darn miserable, so I think they'll be quite sheltered somewhere.
Okay, I'm with Howard Jones, who volunteers with Pembrokeshire Group.
That's right, yep.
Howard, how long have you been involved in volunteering here?
A couple of months now.
Right, okay, so not long.
No longer than that, no.
What inspired you to come along and help us then?
Trying to get a job, essentially, after some references.
Right, so yeah, it's so a good experience.
Yes,
really.
Very much so.
Brilliant. And what are we here doing today then? Do you want to explain a little bit?
Well, there's a great big bank of blackthorn here, which we're coppicing to about 1.5-2 foot high. I understand the reserve's on a 5-year coppicing routine, so in 5 years time you'd come back and do it again, I assume.
Okay.
So, and apparently for the benefit of the brown hair streak.
And have you ever seen a brown hair
streak? No, never.
Nah, okay, so you're hoping maybe one day
too wet.
And here.
Yeah, you never know. It's possible. It's possible.
And what other reserves have you been involved with in the area?
Pengelly, which is up near Newport.
Yes.
It's the ancient woodland. Goodick Moor, which is a fen site near Fishguard. Where did I go? Dinevor Castle near Llandeilo. Yeah,
yes.
Pulling up Himalayan balsam. That
yes.
was fun. And
one
it was
of
dry.
Our favourites.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, happy days.
And Nathan, what are you doing here then?
Right, today we are cutting down some blackthorn. Again, just encouraging young growth of blackthorn for the brown hair streak. But also, this part of the reserve hasn't had any management done on it for a while, so we're just trying to reinstate boundaries as well. So as you can see, there's a lot of stuff coming out. Primarily, most of it's blackthorn. But you can also see the extent at which it had encroached into the field before. So before, this was of course all grassland. And we're talking a good, half an acre of blackthorn, which is great for the brown hair streak when it comes, there's different young stuff comes again. But the mature stuff is quite dense and does need managing, as much as it's great for bird nesting opportunities and what have you. But in this situation, we're primarily focusing on brown hair streak.
I was going to say, there's plenty of scrub still, isn't there?
Oh, there is. But it's nice having a day like today where we've got volunteers from Carmarthenshire and Ceredigion joining Pembrokeshire volunteers. And it's one of those jobs that the more hands, the lighter the work. So
definitely, it's a big job.
It's a big job. It is a big job. Oh, we seem to be going quite well.
I'm with Broad Kemp here, who's a volunteer with the Pembrokeshire Group, aren't you? So you've been volunteering how long with the group?
On and off since 2002.
Right, and you've been on West Williamston before?
Yeah, a few times. I did a work placement here in 2002, and we found some rare species. I was looking at salt marsh beetles.
Right.
And sea lavenders and stuff like that. And also we transplanted in some marshmallows that one of the wardens had raised from seed.
Okay.
All that sort of thing. But then I had a large gap and got back into volunteering this year.
Okay, so this is the first time you've been back on West Williamston for a while?
For about a year. I did come down here last year just for one work party. because my company had a community engagement policy, so I volunteered for one day and got bitten by a load of horseflies, which was great.
Yeah, they're around today, I've noticed.
My count is one so far. I usually try and favour a dozen. Yeah, nice one. Okay.
So, you've ever seen brown-haired street butterflies here before?
Or? No, not at all. In fact, one of the things that Nikki, the voluntary warden, said to us was when we were doing all our survey, if we could try and see them, if we did spot them, if we saw any males and all that sort of thing, then to let them know. But obviously the males tend to congregate on the canopy.
I was going to say, they spend a lot of time up in the trees.
Not being in possession of a sort of high lift platform, then we didn't actually see anything. We thought we saw one of them down the creek, but you know that was at distance and we couldn't sort of confirm it or anything like that. But we understand the importance of it. I mean, what's intriguing for me is that you've got this site here, and there's a lot of blackthorn throughout the county. It makes you wonder how many other sites there are as well.
I think this one. I think this is a common thing, isn't it? Under recording, but also if people aren't managing their blackthorn, I guess it's probably too scrubby for them.
Yeah, of course. But you do get a lot of new growth as well, and you think about the number of hedgerows you've got in the county that are predominantly blackthorn stroke hawthorn, and there's a lot of, you know, the farmers cut them every year, etc. And you do think, well, there's promoting new growth. Perhaps there are other colonies throughout the county. It'd be interesting to find out, but like you say, under recording, you know, there's that old thing about it's no accident that the greatest densities of species tend to be congregated around where a specialist lives.
Because
who's looking for them. You know, in fact, one of the things that happened on our work placement was that we were doing this salt marsh beetle survey because it was part of the management plan, and we just happened to uncover I think it's like the third sighting of this particular species of beetle in Wales in something like 1907. There'd been one sighting at Scotcombe, one down near Bridgend, and we were just completely ignorant, took our samples up to the National Museum of Wales, and there it was, this rare click beetle. And like, whoa, so I'm famous now, apparently.
We saw click beetles out on Scotcombe the other week, actually.
They might even be the same ones. They're actually, they're Agriotes sordidus, which is actually a common species on the continent and is actually a bit of a crop pest, but obviously this must be the northwest extremity of its range or something. So we were just very lucky. But then it made me think, well, actually, if we surveyed every bit of salt marsh around Pembrokeshire, I wouldn't be surprised if they're in other places. But, you know, it's just one of those things. Who's going out and looking? I don't know.
But you have seen the brown hair streak eggs, getting back to the brown hair
streak. Yeah.
Which is probably the thing that most people actually get to see when it comes to
It has to be said that when I took part in a survey a good few years back now, we did see some. That was fantastic. I don't know what I was expecting, but they're visually underwhelming. I think it's the polite way of putting it. A small white blob in the fork of a twig. It's but you know, it's important to look after these things.
And they've got like that sort of little indent, haven't they, in the
yes.
I remember rightly from the photos I've seen.
Yes, the indent was probably the most interesting aspect of the egg cluster. They were good. It was good to see them. And good to know that they're around. And obviously the work that's going on here is incredibly important.
Yeah, I mean, this is meant to be one of the best sites for brown hair streaks in Wales, isn't it? That we understand anyway, like you say, recording.
I think the thing is, isn't it, it's like conservation, so many species. You create islands like this where they're relatively abundant and you manage for them, you try and boost their numbers, etc. And then you try and see where you can take it from there, see if farmers can be encouraged to manage their land appropriately under whatever wildlife scheme there is, other conservation bodies. You know, these are little refugia, really, aren't they? That's the way to look at it. And it's the same for so many species, because they're all obviously all getting squeezed in terms of habitat. So, immensely important. One day I might even see one. I'm very excited.
I think the females are meant to be quite beautiful anyway, aren't they? From the photos.
I've seen pictures. They're great. But, you know.
Yeah.
And they're rather beautiful. And I think we need them more than we actually realise sometimes.
Yes. And I think the more people know about it as well, the more opportunities there are for people, individuals, to take a bit of responsibility for their gardens or their bit of land or their area.
I mean, a lot of it is to do with education, isn't it? I mean, it is actually quite interesting just how many people do actually know one hell of a lot about the countryside, and they do know a lot about their areas of interest, but there's a lot far more people that don't, probably. And I think a lot of time that's just purely because they're not exposed to it. It may sound silly, but what little I know about flowering plants, which isn't very much, but my interest in flowering plants comes from a survey, a national school survey that was done during the 70s, and every kid in our school was involved in it. And to this day I've carried that forward. It's part of me, and you know, and I'm sure that other people were influenced by it as well. It was very, very important in terms of generating enthusiasm. And when you know something and you know how something works, you tend to get a bit enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. And then you understand the bigger systems that are around that as well, then, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. So, it's great. I'm glad to be here.
Even in the rain. Well, we've got a bit of blue sky above us now, actually, so
yeah,
it's promising to get it's a bit good. Better.
Give me another 2 or 3 hours, I should dry out. Lovely.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Woo. So I'm with David Livingston, who also volunteers with the local group.
Hi.
And, hi, David. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Bit damp, but
a bit winded.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
I believe you've been volunteering on this reserve for some time, haven't you?
Yes, this not just this reserve. We tend to go around, obviously, the major reserves around Pembrokeshire. But this one requires a fair bit of attention, I think, because of the combination of habitats here between both the woodland and the foreshore onto the Cleveye, and even this little bit of grassland we're stood in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is an interesting mix, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is quite a combination of things, yeah.
Salt marsh.
Tidal creeks coming in, the old woodland here, these bits of grassland and the blackthorn around them for what we're doing today with the hair streaks. So yeah, it's quite a nice mixture.
Okay. And what sort of triggered your interest in getting involved in conservation?
Oh, a long time ago my work began to dry up, and having sat behind a computer for most of my life in large American companies, thought it was time for change.
It's quite a change.
Quite a change, yeah. So I started volunteering with Box Knox and Wildlife Trust, and did a 2-year part-time diploma at Oxford University in environmental conservation. Also became a conservation trainee with the Wildlife Trust for a year and got my chainsaw license and all those sort of good things. But then worked totally dried up and had to sell up and pay off the mortgage and move somewhere cheaper, so yeah. Here I am. My wife's Welsh and she wanted to live near the sea, so here we are. And you know, it's great, there's so much around, it's wonderful. Yeah,
so you've been doing quite a lot of the habitat work. We walked through a meadow up there, didn't we, where quite a lot of the blackthorn's been kind of
I'm not sure when that was done, but I would imagine it would be at least a year ago, because it's the regeneration that we need for the black, for the brown hair streak eggs to lay in the young shoots, right in the corner of the shoot, and then people go around counting them, see how many there
have
are.
Have you done that?
I haven't actually, no.
Will you be doing that this year? Then?
Maybe, you never know your luck.
Because that happens quite late on in the year, isn't it?
It must be sometime spring, early spring, I would think. I'm not sure, just after Christmas? Right. I can't remember.
I remember it being an odd time.
Was it?
Yeah. It's sort of a time when you don't expect necessarily.
No, that's right, yeah.
Okay. And have you seen a brown hair streak?
Never.
You know, everybody I've spoken to this morning has said the same.
I know, it's always the way, isn't it?
Manage the place for these creatures and then you don't see a thing.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot there, David.
Cheers then. Bye-bye.
And as we leave West Williamston Nature Reserve, it's a nicer day than it was, and we have a tired but happy group of volunteers who are looking forward to getting out here in December, hopefully on a better day, and looking for the eggs of the brown hair streak butterfly, doing the research there to follow up on the work that they've done today.